السلام عليك زين الأنبياء، السلام عليك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be found the most successful of the believers in these last 10 days of this blessed month of Ramadan. Give us tawfiq in all of our different affairs. We have now reached the 8th inner act of Quranic recitation that Hujjat al-Islam Imam Ghazali radiallahu anhu mentions in his book Kitab Adab Tilawat al-Quran on the etiquettes of the recitation of the Quran. And in this particular inner act, he's going to speak about how it is that we should be responding internally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. And so he titles it At-Ta'athur. And I think that could be translated something like being affected. At-Ta'athur. I.e. Nata'athur bil Quran. We are affected by what it is that we're reciting. This will become clear as we read through this. And so he says, وَهُوَ أَنْ يَتَأَثَّرَ قَلْبُهُ بِآثَارٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ بِحَسَبِ اخْتِلَافِ الْآيَاتِ. The reality of this ta'athur being impacted by the Quran is that our heart is impacted. There's literally traces, effects, that takes the way of feelings, that takes the way of emotion, that gives fruit to stations internally that differ according to the recitation of the different verses. فَيَكُونَ لَهُ بِحَسَبِ كُلِّ فَهْمٍ حَالٍ. So this reciter who has this etiquette and puts into practice this internal act will have a particular state that goes along with every understanding that he has from the verse that he's reciting. A hal in waj yattasifu biha qalbuh. Excuse me. So he will have فَيُكُونُ لَهُ بِحَسَبِ كُلِّ فَهْمٍ حَالٌ وَوَجْدٌ يَتَّصِفُ بِهِ قَلْبُهُ. Based upon what he understands from the verse that he's reciting, there will be a corresponding state in wajd experience that his heart is characterized with. And then he gives examples. مِنْ الْحُزْنِ. Whether it's grief, وَالْخَوْفِ وَالْرَجَاءِ, fear, hope, وَغَيْرَ. These are realities internally. And calling them emotions in our vocabulary, Allah Ta'ala knows best. We'll just refer to them as realities, and we can roughly refer to them as feelings or either emotions. But they're realities within us of huzn, khawf, raja, sadness, fear, hope, وَغَيْرِ, and other realities as well. وَمَهْمَا تَمَّتْ مَعْرِفَتُهُ. So to the extent that his gnosis, his knowledge of Allah becomes complete and his interaction with the Qur'an ascends to the higher degrees, كَانَتْ الْخَشَّةَ أَغْرَبَ الْأَحْوَالَ لَقَلْبِهِ. You'll find that he's in the state of khasha predominantly. This will be the state that predominantly takes over the heart. And khasha could simply be translated as fear, but it also includes awe. So it's like a reverential awe that we have. So it's fear along with awe. And فَإِنَّ التَّضْيِيقَ غَالِبٌ عَلَى آيَاتِ الْقُرْآنِ. Because we see that when we recite Allah Ta'ala's book, what predominates is constraint, تَضْيِيق. So he's going to mention examples here. فَلَا يُرَى ذِكْرِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ وَرَحْمَةِ إِلَّا مَقْرُونَ بِشُرُوتِ يَقْصُرُ الْعَارِفَ عَنْ نَيْلِهَا. So he says, you'll see the mentioning of forgiveness and mercy, and only paired with conditions that the person who knows Allah is unable to really fulfill. And perhaps the wisdom in that is so that we don't rely upon ourselves or what it is that we do. And if we do our best to fulfill that condition, the result will come by means of his mercy. The result will come because of his compassion and because of his gentleness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. Indeed, that I am ever forgiving for the one who repents, believes, and does righteous deeds, and then is guided. So, four conditions to receive the, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a ghaffar, to forgive you, is that you have to repent, believe, do righteous deeds, and be guided. وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. By time indeed that man is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ, and then Allah is going to make an exception. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Four conditions. Except those who believe, those who do righteous deeds. Enjoin one another to truth and enjoin one another to patience. Four conditions. And again, this Imam Ghazali doesn't mean by this that there's not something that we can do. So this is not to make us despair. Don't misunderstand what he's saying. He's only speaking here to the point that given that in order to attain certain things that you have to do certain things, they're conditional. And worrying that we don't fulfill them, what should happen at the heart level? We should have khashya. We should be in a state of fear. Not in a paralyzing state of fear that doesn't cause us to do what it is that we can do. No. Because that actually could be fear from the nafs. You could actually have fear, and it's not real fear. Fear of the nafs is distinguished from true fear. Fear that's associated with the heart. When you speak of fear as a station, one of the maqamat al-yaqeen, the stations of certainty. And that fear of the nafs is debilitating. It's demotivating. It will cause you not to want to do your part. Whereas true fear will actually motivate you to do what it is that you can do. So we should not get the two confused. He's trying to make a specific point here. So that all human beings are in loss except those that are in though with those are fulfilling those four conditions that are mentioned here. وَحِيثُ أَقْتَصَرَ ذَكَرَ الشَّرْطًا جَامِيًا فَقَالَ تَعَالَى. And then when Allah Ta'ala mentions it briefly, he says, for instance, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Indeed, the mercy of Allah is close to the people of Ihsan. And he says, so Ihsan يَجْمَعَ الْكُلْ. It's his comprehensive term. It gathers all of these different meanings. And so when we read the Quran from beginning to end, this is what we find. And we worry that we're not going to fulfill those conditions. We worry that we haven't done our part. And this is why even if someone reaches the highest degree of closeness to Allah, they are going to actually have more fear, not less fear. And no one had more fear of Allah than our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have to balance that fear with hope. We have fear of Allah and we have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both are important for the believers. And the more that we come to know Allah, and the more we come to know about His attributes and His majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more that we will necessarily fear Him and be in awe of Him and be bewildered. وَمَنْ فَهِمَ ذَٰلِكَ. Whoever understands this, فَجَدِيرٌ بِأَنْ يُكُونَ حَالُهُ الْخَشَّ وَالْحُزَنِ. It is worthy for his internal state to be one of fear and sadness. فَلِذَٰلِكَ قَالَ الْحَسَنِ وَاللَّهِ مَا أَصْبَحَ الْيَوْمْ عَبْدٌ يَتْلُوا هَذَا الْقُرَانِ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ إِلَّا كَثَرُ حُزْنٌ وَقَلَّ فَرَحُهُ. He says, by Allah, no servant of Allah will enter into the morning and recite this book, believing in it, except that internally his sadness will be prolonged and his happiness will be little. Internally, farah, his joy will be little. And this doesn't mean that we don't have joy. Let's understand what he's saying. He's talking about understanding the severity of the matter at hand. And he'll explain. It will understand further with the remaining part of the quote. وَكَثَرَ بُكَاءُهُ وَقَلَ دَحْكُهُ. His that weeping will become abundant and his laughing will become little. وَكَثَرَ نَصْبُهُ وَشُغُلُهُ وَقَدَ رَاحَتُهُ وَبَطَالَتُهُ. He will tire himself out and preoccupy himself with good. He'll do this a lot. And he won't take a lot of breaks. قَلَّتْ رَاحَتُهُ. He won't take a lot of breaks. He won't make sure that he's that what in never being a state of idleness. So قَلَّتْ رَاحَتُ وَبَطَالَتُ. Batala is like idleness. He doesn't remain idle. And raha is just doing what makes you feel comfortable and relaxed. This person is serious and preoccupied with good. And it doesn't mean that they don't take time off. He's just saying, this quote is pointing to the state of this great Imam, Imam Hassan al-Basri, and those like him, that when they think about the severity of the matter at hand, and then we're all returning to Allah Ta'ala, and we don't know what our state's going to be when we return to Him, this is going to predominate the heart. And knowing that we don't know what's going to happen will put us into the state of worry. But that's one of the healthiest states of all, because it motivates us along the spiritual path. And it positions the heart to be in a humble state where it can receive gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, he's already treated the balance between fear and hope. And then how that ultimately relates to love is that then the source of our fear, the source of our hope, becomes love. And nothing motivates more, though, than the love of Allah and the love of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالُوا وَهَيْبِ بِنَ الْوَرْضِ نَظَرْنَا فِي الْحَدِيثِ وَالْمَوَاعِذِ فَلَمْ نَجِدْ شَيْءٍ أَرَقَّ لِلْقُلُوبِ وَلَا أَشَدَّ اسْتِجْلَابًا لِحُزْنِ مِنْ قِرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَفَهُّمِهِ وَتَدَبُّرِهِ. He said that we looked at the ahadith and we looked at the mawa'idh, the different forms of admonition, and we haven't found anything that will make the heart more brittle, softer. We haven't found anything that would soften the heart nor bring it into a state of sadness internally like the Qur'an, and striving to understand its meanings and reflecting deeply upon it. So what does it mean? فَتَأَثَّرَ الْعَبْدِ بِالتِّلَاوَةِ أَنْ يَسِّرْ بِصِفَةِ الْآيَةِ الْمَتْلُوَةِ. So when we're being impacted by what it is that we're reciting, how is this done? It means that our heart corresponds to the verse that is being recited. فَإِنَّ الْوَعِيدِ. So he's going to give an example. When there's a wa'id, when there's some type of warning, وَالتَّقِيِّدِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ بِالشُّرُوتِ. And so as we just heard, that in order to receive Allah's forgiveness, that there's conditions. يَتَّضَاءُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. We literally shrink up. We shrink up outwardly and inwardly. مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. Out of fear of Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَأَنُّ يَكَادْ يَمُوتِ. As if we're about to die. So when we hear that wa'id, when we're reading, that is the impact that it should have upon us. نَتَّضَاءَل. تَضَاءَل is to like shrink up. And outwardly, you know, what's more important is inwardly, but outwardly even, there might be signs of impact. But most importantly, inwardly. Internally, we shrink up before Allah Ta'ala. To the extent as if we're going to, كَأَنُّ يَكَادْ يَمُوتِ. That we're about to die. Out of that fear, out of that state when we're in, when we hear those conditions that we might not fulfill. وعند التوسع ووعد المغفرة يستبشر. And when Allah Ta'ala expands things, and when He promises forgiveness, we rejoice, and we show great joy. كأنه يطير من الفرح. As if we're about to fly out of happiness. يطير كأننا نطير من الفرح. وعند ذكر الله وصفاته واسمائه يتطأطأ خضوعا لجلاله. And when Allah's name is mentioned, and when His attributes are mentioned, and when His names are mentioned, we humble ourselves to His majesty واستشعارا لعظمته. And we bring to heart His greatness. So when we hear the name of Allah, how does it impact us internally? Each verse should impact us internally in a different way. The verses that bring about warnings, deep-seated fear to the point we're about to die. Glad tidings, verses that relate to the servant receiving Allah's mercy, we almost fly out of joy. Verses that mention Allah, His attributes, His names, khudu', humble, humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His majesty. وعند ذكر الكفار ما يستحيل على الله تعالى كذكرهم لله تعالى وردا صاحبا يغض صوته وينكسر في باطنه حيئا من كبح مقالتهم. And when we mention the disbelievers and some of the things that they said that are impossible for Allah, so that Allah Ta'ala has a son, for instance, right? Whatever it might be, we lower our voices. And then kasr fi bawatinina, that we are broken internally. Haya'an, being shy, that this was even said, because of the ugliness of what was said. So we feel shy internally that that was even said. And we hate it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Wanda wasfil jannah, when paradise is described, يَنْبَعِثُ بِبَاطَنِهِ شَوْقًا إِلَيْهَا, is that we should long for it. Internally, we're motivated to long for it. It arouses within us a deep-seated longing towards it. وَأَنَّ وَصْفَ النَّارِ وَيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, and with the description of the fire, تَلْتَعِدُ فَرَأِسُ خَوْفًا مِنْهَا, is that one again is filled with fear as a result of it. وَلَمَّا قَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِابْنِ مَسْعُودٍ اقْرَأْ عَلَيَّ, and when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Ibn Mas'ud, recite the Quran to me. قَالَ فَافْتَتَحْتُ سُورَةَ النِّسَاءِ, so I started to recite this chapter on women, Surah An-Nisa'. فَلَمَّا بَلَغْتُ, when I reached the words of Allah Ta'ala, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ, how will it be then when we bring a witness from every prophetic community? وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا, and we bring you forward as a witness over all of them. He says, this is Abdullah Mas'ud, رَأَيْتُ عَيْنَيْهِ تَذْرِفَانَ بِالدَّمَعِ, I saw the two eyes of the Prophet ﷺ shedding tears. فَقَالِ حَسْبُكَ الْآنَ, then the Prophet ﷺ said to me, that's enough for now. وَهَذَا لِنَّ مُشَاهَدَ تِلْكَ الْحَرِ اسْتَغْرَقَتْ قَلْبُ بِالْكُلِّيَةِ, this is because is that what the mushahada, the witnessing of this state, completely enveloped the heart of the Prophet ﷺ, and he was immersed in it. وَلَقَدْ كَانَ فِي الْخَائِفِينَ مَنْ خَرَّ مَغْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ عَنْدَ ذِكْرِ الْوَعِيدِ, and there are stories of people who had so much fear that they passed out when they would hear verses that pertain to warnings. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ مَاتْ فِي سَمَعِ الْآيَاتِ, and among them are those who died from hearing certain verses. And the Muhakkak mentions a book by Imam al-Tha'labi that he titled قَتْلَ الْقُرْآنِ, قَتْلَ الْقُرْآنِ, and those that have died from Quranic recitation, قَتْلَ الْقُرْآنِ, they've died from Quranic recitation. And Imam Zabidi mentions the following story. كَانُ زُرَارَ ibn أَوْفَى قَادِ بَصْرَ, so his name was Zurara ibn Awfa. He was the judge of Basra. And وَكَانْ يَعُمْ فِي بَنِي قُشَيْرِ, he used to lead the prayer in this mosque called the Bani Qushayr Mosque. فَقَرَأْ يَوْمًا فِي صَلَاتِ الصُّبْحِ, he recited one day in the Fajr prayer. فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ, when the horn will be blown. فَذَلِكَ يَوْمِ إِذَنْ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ, that will be a difficult day on that day. خَرَّ مَيِّتًا, he literally fell down and died. فَكُنْتُ فِي مَنْ احْتَمَرُوا إِلَى دَارِهِ, the one who narrates the story said, I was from among those who carried him to his house. And so there's a whole book about the stories that we have from the people who came before us that were so impacted by the Quran that it actually took their life. And again, even though we may be distant from that story, we learn stories like that so that you and I can look at our own selves. And if we see that we're reciting Allah's book but we're not impacted, that's a problem. And we need to start to work on ourselves. So the purpose is to work on ourselves so that we're internally in a good state with Allah, doing what He wants us to do when we recite His book, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the goal, to have this adab internally, this internal etiquette, and to be this way. Now, فَمِثْلُ هَذِهِ الْأَحْوَالِ يُخْرِجُ أَنْ يَكُونَ حَاكِيًا فِي كَلَامِهِ فَإِذَا قَالَ. So, inshallah, he's going to then mention other examples of how it is that we should be in relation to certain verses. We will save that بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى until tomorrow. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our relationship with this book and bless us to be impacted by it in the very best of ways, in the way that is most pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah ta'ala adorn us with all good traits of character and bless us to be adorned with all virtues. Fi khayrun wa fa'afiyah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.